So run that you may obtain. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear deacons and faithful, Septuagesima Sunday. The scoreboard for the Christian counts 70 days until Easter. Sports are suddenly, it seems, back again. But you knew that. After all, it's Super Bowl Sunday for the home team, my goodness. And the Olympics, too, in far-off communist China, where liberty is already the loser, the game plan of social control has a place now in their rule book. Sports are back, just in time for St. Paul, who likes to take us at Septuagesima from sports to sacraments and all the while to heaven. He borrows his first exhortation then from athletic work, training for a race, abstaining from all things. For a boxing match, he says, you don't just hit the air, you've got a target in mind. Your goal is victory. One athlete congratulated once for being a good loser, exclaimed with anger, I don't want to be a good loser, I always play to win. So should we. That's why Lent, spring training, looms on the horizon. And they indeed for a corruptible crown. The Corinthians got a lot of letters from St. Paul, but they weren't much to write home about. They had already, so early on, quite a number of those same vices that Bergoglio and his team recommend. They thought they had it made, though, since they were baptized. There was no abstinence for them. They were the original once saved, always saved Protestants. Protestants almost before their time. They had their pagan Olympics every other year in the spring. What was the prize for that Olympic competition? Surprisingly, it entailed no lucrative endorsements, no obscene salaries, no instant celebrity. The crown at Corinth was made out of pine branches. Yes, that's it. You see, these pagans weren't so entirely pagan after all. They thought that striving for such an honor by courage and skill and virtue would bring out every man's best. And then, well, and then, when it was over, it was over. The winner, often the last man left standing, think gladiators in the Colosseum. Sports, you know, gives us our word agony, as in the agony in the garden. That's used only twice in sacred scripture, today's epistle, and then in the passion accounts of the agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. Back then, for pagans, there was only one winner, and on your way, you may indeed lose your life. And all of this for a crown of laurel or of pine. And a word of praise, but applause dies quickly. The world's approval always does, and it's soon forgotten. There was only one winner. For the world, it is always so. Take it too seriously, and your soul not seriously enough, and you are the loser. In the spiritual world, our Lord shares his crown one at Calvary, fighting to the very death to give us life. He shares it with all those who will run well. An award awaits, an unfading crown. Now, how did St. Paul train to fight? By fasting, he says, by abstinence, by vigils, any kind of serious watching prayer. Think of the Lenten masses, the long Lenten liturgies, and our beloved devotions. But St. Paul especially underlines today the sacraments. He says those Hebrews of old in the desert, they had a kind of preparation or prophecy version of baptism, and the same for a kind of communion, the manna which came down from heaven. St. Paul sees himself, though, as the referee, the umpire. Literally the herald, because it was the herald's job at the games to announce when the next would take place. It would not do for him to be disqualified because he neglected to perform his own duties. Not knowing entirely the rules of football, I Googled it this morning, and I learned that for a game, that's what it used to be, you know, it was just a game, but for a game, it was pretty top-heavy in the way of administration. For the officiants, I suppose it's their version of priests or bishops, who have their official vestments, that striped jersey, there was first the referee, who's also called the crew chief, and then the umpire, and then come, there was a line judge, there is today, a line judge, a side judge, a down judge, a back judge, a field judge, and the replay official at every NFL game. And each of the eight members of this Supreme Court make about $205,000 a year. A bureaucracy worthy of our government, and a ceremony with its rules and rubrics and sacrifices, its sacred place, the stadium, and its saints who are its heroes. Why, it is almost a complete religion. This only developed over the past 40 years, maybe 50. Eventually, it grew in those past years to claim your time, to claim God's time, which used to be Sunday morning. And especially for parents, school children, every possible sacrifice was required, not only of time and of money, but your health as well. Your body. They always go after the body anymore, don't they? There's more than a little paganism there. But for what? It's a game. It's meant to be recreation, not a religion, not a way of life. Sports, they used to say, builds character, but that was in the distant past. You look at the characters they give us today. Once baseball was the national pastime, they said, but sports became our religion since the changes of the 1960s, easily edging out religion, which became a boring affair, demanding very little and giving less, silly in a sense. At least for the religion of sports, you worked, you believed, and you suffered. And then one day, 2 years ago, they took it all away to make room for a new third religion for our country in one lifetime. Even as what was left of Christianity, our country's original, if somewhat vague, religion was taken away. They shut our churches. They're open now, but nobody goes, not anymore. Those who want to attend and want to practice the old religion, the Latin Mass, well, that's forbidden again. Religion in our country is dead. The Novus Ordo is dead. The job is to close down the churches sequentially. And perhaps, I'm not sure on that, but perhaps their replacement, sports, that may be dead as well. Both are benched. They sit on the sidelines right now, whilst we'll have to see. You see, you can't have people getting together and having fun. That would be being happy. You know, that's extremely unhealthy. Believing in anything except, and sacrificing for anything, except and by government decree, well, that could not be. Our new religion was brought to you in all of the glory of its new doctrines, science, don't you know, and a prophet at the very head of this wandering people. And of course, there are rituals and there are sacrifices and costumes to be donned. It seems to be going through a bit of a rough patch right now. You may wonder, indeed, Canadians? The Canadians will save the day? And without ever resorting to their hockey sticks, God love them. They teach us a lesson, don't they? The new government religion is so awful that you almost look back nostalgically at the time when professional sports were everybody's religion. Oh, you'd have to be careful today, though, to get too warm at the idea. The Super Bowl is a super sewer, and you know that. You'd have to be really careful with your precautions. But I remember the story of St. Alphonsus being a Neapolitan. He was most given to music and to opera. He loved it very much. A football game actually is a lot like opera, obviously more popular, but you wait for the good stuff, that fabulous catch or tackle, something like that. It's in an opera, you're just waiting for that fine, beautiful, singable aria, and all the rest is just the sopranos carrying on. For football, well, it's just men looking a little bit silly in their tights, running around over this ball. And usually, they end up spending most of the game, is my observation, fighting over territory, inch by inch, like a war. They're preparing for a war, of course. But what people need for opera or for football is a chance to stand up and to cheer. We need that, particularly today. Well, St. Alphonsus was nearsighted, so when he went to hear a performance, he would just take his glasses off and he couldn't see anything on the stage. He just heard the nice music. It's probably not so simple today. Relaxation yet, but never let a game distract you, take away your eyes. It only takes a moment from the ball, for the race, for the match. You're in it to win. They've taken away so much. They've tried to force so much on us. We could use a breather, but remember, the one thing left, the one thing you must not lose, is your soul. Eddie Rickenbacker, who is a famous sports car driver, counseled, never count on the crowd to take care of you. A new man can go from hero to zero overnight. There's a lesson here for all of us. There's a race to run, a race to be won. A crown awaits. Lent looms first. Will I see you at practice? Wednesday, March 2nd. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.